Big Red Bench.
Absolutely fantastic. My God, the second half performance was something else, because to be honest with you, Rory, I couldn't see it at halftime. You know, it was a very flat Cork performance. You know, Kilkenny seemed to have the momentum, but what a second half. You know, absolutely fantastic. And, you know, Cork, 6 or 7 leaders there on the pitch in the second half. And, you know, the joy out there is, you know, you have to experience it to believe it. Absolutely fantastic. You're spot on. It absolutely is so special.
And Linda, 5 points down, as you said, at half time, and Cork were playing very, very defensively, but they really reorganised themselves so well for the second half.
Well, you know, that was Cork's game plan that won them the semi-final against Oxford.
Yeah.
And obviously Kilkenny had done their work on that. So what Kilkenny seemed to do was play four around the middle of the field. And they were winning midfield. They were winning the puck outs, winning a lot of midfield. And they seemed to be lobbing Cork's half back then. And they were causing problems. And even with six Cork defenders against 3 Kilkenny forwards, finding the space and were doing damage, you know. And, you know, centre field really caught us. And, you know, really, Aoife Murray had a very busy first half.
Mm.
But, you know, and we were very worried at halftime. You know, we were saying, you know, they're going to have to do something. We were actually saying maybe they should go player for player in the second half. But I give them full credit for not changing their system. They continued with it in the second half. And they probably pushed up a little bit further, but the half-backs, the six-backs stayed. I think our midfield more into it. Jim O'Connor played a great second half. Emer O'Sullivan, Breach Cockery, Ashling Thompson, Marina Buckley massively came into it in the second half. And then we started to get the supply inside. And once they got inside, Julia White was on her game, Angela Walsh causing off a lot of problems, Jenny O'Leary, Orla Cotter. And, you know, I have to give them credit for holding their composure.
Mm.
I said at halftime, I said, you know, whatever about losing an All-Ireland final, having to fall. You know, they were so flat in the first half. You know, they were in sixes and sevens at the times. And I said, my God, you know, this will just be devastating. But my God, what a second half. I think that 11-minute spell there between the second minute and the 13th minute where we scored 1-5 without reply, you know, that was just fantastic. Really great performance.
Did you think the pressure was kind of got to Cork a little bit at the start of the game? Because there was a lot of talk in the build-up to this game about Cork not winning the O'Duffy Cup since 2009, and a lot of commentators saying that this Cork team deserved an All-Ireland. So do you think the pressure was on them before the start of the game today?
Yeah, I suppose the pressure's on both teams, really, to be honest with you, Rory, because, you know, Kilkenny haven't won an All-Ireland in 20 years, and, you know, they'd lost the All-Ireland final last year. You know, I was trying to play it down a little bit before the game, but, you know, I really didn't feel like Kilkenny had huge challenges throughout their group series, and they're all talking about Kilkenny not having lost a game this year. And, you know, I thought it was a poor Kilkenny side that they had beaten. And I watched the All-Ireland, I watched their semi-final on DVD during the week, as much as you can gather from a DVD now, because they're not great the best of times. You know, I felt that there was goals on that full-back, and I felt their keeper was suspect. But you've got to be careful what you say too. So I kind of tried to play it a little bit safe and, you know, kept played it down a little bit as well. But, you know, but I still felt that Cork had to bring their A game to the table, and they didn't in the first half and they didn't in the second half. And really, in all honesty, we probably could have won by another little bit. But, you know, having said that, I think on the dying minutes there, when we were 2 points up and they were attacking, I don't know, did we clear it off the line or not? But when we won the free out, and then Orla Cotter got that massive point to put us three up, because I hate that 2 point lead, you know.
Yeah.
It was great. And they said, look, at least the goal, it's a draw. But, you know, and then, you know, the ball back up the feed, and Angela Walsh got that goal. Ah, it was just the icing on the cake, really. It was just
fantastic,
you know.
Yeah, Angela's goal, icing on the cake. But that first very, very crucial goal, and let's talk about that goal from Jennifer O'Leary, because it was at a crucial time. Cork were on top, but it just gave them the edge and put them ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a fantastic goal, you know. If I recall, it was from Marina to Breach to Angela. It was well worked up, you know, and it was just a fantastic goal. And I'm delighted for Jenny. She could have got a second right in front of the goal. The keeper saved it, but I think she just had to stretch that little bit forward, you know. And that was a crucial goal, really. You know, I think that pushed us. That pushed us in front. 1-8 to 1-7 at that point, I think. And we never relinquished the lead after that, you know.
Yeah, and what impressed me as well, Linda, was how well Cork coped under the massive pressure that there was at the end of that game. Their support player, their passing was so accurate, and some of the points they took that were so important to keep things ticking over. Just very impressive how calm and composed they seemed.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what impressed me. And, you know, and I know Paddy Murray, how they operate. I'd say there was no shouting and roaring at halftime. It was just a case of, you know, hold your composure. It was the same against Wexford in the semi-final. I think that stood them in good stead when Wexford got 3 points on the stroke of full-time, of half-time practically in the semi-final. and you think they would have come back out of the dressing room with the momentum, but Cork came out very composed. And, you know, when they start that passing game and when it works, and I thought maybe once, twice we were overindulging it in the first half, but when it works and your confidence is up, it was a joy to watch, actually, some of the moves, you know, and some of the points. I thought all of Cork had picked up a couple of beautiful points, you know. Breach Cockway picked off an important one, Jenny O'Leary. And, you know, it was just a very, very composed performance, to be fair.
And Linda, there's a couple of players that deserve special mention with this victory. Breed Corkery and Rena Buckley, a couple of players now who become the most successful GAA players ever now. Credit to Mary White on Twitter after this game to bring it to people's attention. 13 All-Irelands now, surpassing Mary O'Connor and the Downey sisters. Phenomenal achievement.
Phenomenal. And you know, they're two fabulous girls and very unassuming and, you know, had great performances there in the second half today for Cork, you know. So, you know, and they all talk about the dual players, but, you know, Asher, the engine breach is extraordinary, really, you know. But Rena as well, you know, to play so well in the second half there in Croke Park midfield is no joke. So, you know, it's great credit to both of them, absolutely. You know, one thing I said about, you know, Kilkenny again, you know, when it came to they didn't have the steel, they didn't have the leaders. And it's one thing that I've said over the last few years that I felt was lacking in Kilkenny. I thought that might come to the fore this year, after losing the final last year. But still, when it came to it in the second half, they didn't have the leaders that Cork had. You know, Gemma, Julia White, Orla Cotter, Jenny O'Leary, they had them all over in every line of the pitch, really. I thought Cork had leaders in the second half. And even the unassuming, you know, the young players like Laura Tracy did very well. I thought Joanna Callaghan got that little flick in at the important time in the second half. The Mackies did very well. It was just tremendous. I tell you, Lisa, you know, we badly needed this All-Ireland. Really, I don't think, you know, many people would appreciate how much we needed it. And really, even when I was playing myself, I never cried when we won. I don't cry with happiness. I just typically cry with sadness. But when that final whistle blew today, I had a tear in my eye. It was just absolutely. And for Paddy and the backroom team, the work they've put in has been phenomenal. You know, this has just been one of Cork's greatest treats. You know, we badly needed it. I'm just so happy for them all of them, those involved, you know.
Yeah, well, that was the sentiment I got off Joanne O'Callaghan speaking to her in the preview. You know, we talked about how good the 2012 final was in terms of quality. I think today surpassed that with Cork coming out the right side.
Well, I thought the first half was a poor, to be honest with you. I thought it was a very flat. Now, maybe I'm looking at it from a Cork perspective as well. I don't know what it would be like for a new one, but I just felt, God, the game isn't really livened up at all. But I thought the second half, certainly, I mean, you know, 5 points on you come back like that. Anyway, it's going to create the atmosphere. And then it was nip and tuck. Really, Kilkenny never gave up. They kept trying. You know, when it was 1-11 to 1-9 and they were attacking for that goal, you know, that in itself creates a massive excitement. So, you know, I'll have to sit down in the corner again, look at the standard of it, to be honest with you, Lisa, because I was too emotionally involved to kind of think about that during the game, you know.
Linda, just a word on Paddy Murray and the fantastic job he's done with his Cork team.
Absolutely. Again, Rory, just incredible, really. You know, he came into the scene 3 years ago, and, you know, people would have criticised the few decisions made on the line, the preparation, but Paddy really massively, even by his own standards, raised the bar this year. Hours and hours he's put into analysing the team, analysing the opposition, how to play it, you know, build confidence with the team, you know, hours and hours of presentations, and, you know, so that every player was so comfortable with the game plan. And I think that's crucial in the second half against Wexford, you know, in the replay. And even today, first half, Cork never left their game plan. And that just goes to show the confidence that they had in it and the confidence in themselves. And, you know, and they had their problems earlier in the league, you know, and they were just a star-studded team at the start of the year. You know, they had a lot of problems. There were weaknesses in the team. But he's brought on weaker players who, you know, who have stood up today and were really, you know, committed. And they consistently got better as the year went on. Game after game after game, they got better. And, you know, there's been a little bit of personal tragedy with the team as well over the last few weeks. But they have bonded so much in the last 6 weeks. You know, I really did think that it would be, you know, that it would take a good team to beat them today. They were everything was right. You know, you're going into some finals, and I would be very tuned into what's going on in the camp. So, you know, but I felt that there was nothing more could be done. Nothing more could be done ahead of today. Everything was done, and I'm just glad for all of them that it came off.
Yeah, and it's the culmination now, Linda, of a very proud day for Cork Camogie. I think Camogie in general, because I'm a Galway woman, I was watching today, I thought it was absolutely excellent, the whole occasion and the whole outcome. But what I would say is there's a homecoming now tomorrow evening, and you'd hope that Cork Camogie participants across the county will show their support and their appreciation of this side.
Oh, absolutely. I hope to God they do come out, you know, as I said, you know, aside of the effort that everybody's put into this, you know, you have to have idols. And I don't think in Cork, I suppose, you know, in Camogie in general, or in, you know, we don't support our own enough, you know. Young girls need idols, and whether they were at home watching the match, even if they were just watching on television at home today, you know, to come down and hopefully get the South Mall in front of the Imperial, I presume that's where it is tomorrow evening, and just savour that atmosphere. It's how I started playing, you know. I went to an All-Ireland Colleges final, and where St. Patrick's School won this All-Ireland, I was in first year, and I was at the back of the bus and couldn't get over the excitement, and I said, I have to play this game. And that's what got me playing, you know, and that's what's going to get young girls playing. You know, they have to have idols, and, you know, with the television coverage today, I just hope to God that the public come out and bring their club members and bring their children, men and women, bring their children out tomorrow and really give this team the homecoming they deserve.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Chill Insurance, proud sponsors of Cork GAA for all your home insurance needs.